Old Blastic, the oldest vegetable, is holding his stomach and moaning. George, the black boys call him Rub-a-Dub, is washing his hands in the drinking fountain. The acutes sit and play cards and work at getting a picture on our TV set by carrying the set every place the cord will reach in search of a good beam. The speakers in the ceiling are still making music. The music from the speakers isn't transmitted in on a radio beam, is why the machinery don't interfere. The music comes off a long tape from the nurse's station, a tape we all know so well by heart that there don't any of us consciously hear it except new men like McMurphy. He hasn't got used to it yet. He's dealing blackjack for cigarettes, and the speaker's right over the card table. He's pulled his cap way forward till he has to lean his head back and squint from under the brim to see his cards. He holds a cigarette between his teeth and talks around it like a stock auctioneer I saw once in a cattle auction in the Dalles. Hey ya, come on, come on, he says high fast. I'm waiting on you suckers. You hit or you sit? Hit, you say? Well, 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 and with a king up, the boy wants a hit. What do you know? So coming at you in too bad, a little lady for the lad, and he's over the wall and down the road, up the hill and dropped his load. Coming at you, Scanlon, and I wish some idiot in that nurse's hothouse would turn down that friggin' music. Hoo-wee! Does that thing play night and day, Harding? I never heard such a driving racket in my life. Harding gives him a blank look. Exactly what noise is it you're referring to, Mr. McMurphy? That damn radio! It's been gone ever since I come in this morning. And don't come on with some baloney that you don't hear it. Harding cocks his ear to the ceiling. Oh, yes, the so-called music. Yes, I suppose we do hear it if we concentrate, but then one can hear one's own heartbeat, too, if he concentrates hard enough. He grins at McMurphy. You see, that's a recording playing up there, my friend. We seldom hear the radio. The world news might not be therapeutic. And we've all heard that recording so many times now, it simply slides out of our hearing, the way the sound of a waterfall soon becomes an unheard sound to those who live near it. Do you think if you lived near a waterfall, you could hear it very long? I still hear the sound of the falls on the Columbia. Always will. Always. Hear the whoop of Charlie Bear Belly stabbed himself a big Chinook. Hear the slap of fish in the water, laughing naked kids on the bank, the women at the racks. From a long time ago. Do they leave it on all the time, like a waterfall? McMurphy says. Not when we sleep, Cheswick says, but all the rest of the time, and that's the truth. The hell with that. I'll tell that coon over there to turn it off or get his fat little ass kicked. He starts to stand up, and Harding touches his arm. Friend, that is exactly the kind of statement that gets one branded assaultive. Are you so eager to forfeit the bet?